Weekend Warriors, Ian. It's about now that we kind of pay a bit of attention to what happened in the last 48 hours of news. I don't know if you're like me. I pay no attention to what's going on a weekend. It is my rest period. And that's why Anthony Dockrell does it for us every single week. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Pretty good. It was an interesting weekend. A bit of a mixed bag overall, but Swans won.
I predicted that this is how you were going to lead in. I really predicted this. Well done.
Well, yeah, I think they beat GWS, you know, fellow Sydneyites. So, you know, commiserations if you're a GWS supporter. In many ways, the Swans' biggest test so far. Like GWS, I think it's their year.
I would love to see them in the final. I really would. I think that would just be great news for Sydney all round.
Yep. So the Swans have gone from losing their first six games to now sitting sixth on the table. And people said miracles aren't real.
Did they?
This is a miracle. Now, overnight, the BBC announced the destruction of the Western world as we know it, Nick.
Yeah, shocking stuff.
The Doctor Who's been announced, and shock, it's a woman.
I know. Cats and dogs lying down together, civilization crumbling. It's just terrible.
Yep. Look, now cue the predictable social media meltdown. My favourite dummy spit so far that I've seen is by a guy called Kevin Marshmallow. He has 5 followers, and he posted this on the BBC's Twitter account. RIP Doctor Who, 1963 to 2017. We'll never forget how amazing the series was. Goodbye, dear Doctor.
Are you serious?
Yep. and the other one I liked was Joe Stevens, whose Twitter description reads, amateur actor, singer, artist.
Very amateur by the sounds of it.
He's from Swindon. Joe has 67 followers, so we've moved into the big league now. Well done for destroying Doctor Who.
That's it?
Yep.
Well done for destroying Doctor Who.
Yep,
sure.
And there's already memes out there of the new Doctor unable to park the TARDIS. Have you seen these?
Hilarious. It's so funny.
Our sex, Nick, it's really full of pathetic wankers, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, especially when it's online. Look, I've got to say, I've been trying to read some of the not nasty things, but my favourite one I've seen so far on Twitter, I cannot think of her name, but she's just tweeted, her first adventure of course, politely correcting people who call her Nurse Who.
Yes. Yeah. Well, look, well done, Jodie Whittaker. You know, let's see what she does.
I'm really excited for her. I'm going to be watching it. I've been saying before, I've been a little bit bored with where it was going with Capaldi. This is exactly what was needed to keep me interested.
Yeah, they need to do something different.
Damn straight.
Yep. Now, my guess is Bolt, Devine, Latham are all now working to deadline, getting their identity politics gone mad piece into the editor. You can just see it happening, can't you?
I just imagine
it's so predictable.
Latham Googling what is Dr. What.
But look, now that Doctor Who's a Sheila, this only leaves James Bond and mornings on 2GB. James Bond will be easy.
We're going to get one before the other. Look, someone did bring it to my attention that we already have a female James Bond in its own way, and it's Phryne Fisher because she is indeed that awesome.
Right, cool.
I'm comfortable with that. I'm a big Phryne Fisher fan.
Also on the weekend, our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. He's a man of great contradictions, Nick. You know, a Republican, but also a proud Elizabethan.
Yes.
Climate change believer, but a coal hugger.
He is.
How much credibility does he have when it comes to climate change?
I would have said less than zero at the moment.
On the weekend, our PM said at the Liberal National Party State Convention in Brisbane that the Queensland government's aim to have the state carbon neutral by 2050 was reckless.
2050?
Was reckless.
Reckless.
He went on to say that those people who say coal and other fossil fuels have no future are delusional, and they fly in the face of all economic forecasts.
You know, I've got to say, when you want to portray Queensland as a bunch of lefty environmental wowsers, what has gone wrong?
Who's going to argue the idea of burning lots of coal in 2050?
No one. We'll be dead by then.
He will be. That's the thing. The people who are against this, they've got no skin in the game whatsoever. It's ridiculous. Anyway, he went on to say, we know what happens if you allow left-wing ideology and politics to drive your energy policy. You get unreliable, unaffordable power, and business is driven out of your state.
Did he then just whisper, that's you, South Australia. I'm talking about you.
Yeah, he probably did. Now, it's pretty clear if Malcolm had to choose between being the PM for a short period of time but actually doing something of value, or being the PM for a long period of time and sucking up to the loony Conservatives. Which one do you think he would choose?
Well, I think we've seen pretty clear evidence that he's got a tinfoil hat on the standby if he needs it.
Yeah. Now, look, I think this is also signalling that he's about to squib on Finkel.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
I don't think this is, you know, done by accident. So get ready for coal to be part of the clean energy target.
Almost definitely.
Barnaby Joyce was asking for it last week, and then Turnbull's out on the weekend saying this. So to me, it all kind of links together.
Barnaby's really big on clean coal. I mean, he'd be out there with a toothbrush and every individual rock of coal he could find just to tart it up for everyone.
Yeah, no coal left behind. yeah, time for a community service announcement.
Please.
Have you seen Malcolm Turnbull's backbone? It's lost. Last seen in June 2014 when he attacked Andrew Bolt, saying he was bordering on the demented. Now, look, I know 2014 is a long time ago, but if you have any information regarding this missing backbone, we'd love to hear from you.
Please.
If you know where the backbone is, a reward we pay to you from a Cayman Island account. We're all anxious to get it back. Donald Trump's approval figures have dropped. He's now got an approval rating of 36%.
I was about to say, was there anywhere left to go?
The good news is that 82% of Republicans still think he's doing a good job.
That's amazing.
11% of Democrats think he's doing a good job as well.
They are a nation divided.
Mm. In other news, 11% of Democrats are actually Republicans. They just don't know it. And look, ending on some sad news, the first and only woman to win the highest award in mathematics, the Field Medal, which many people liken to the Nobel Prize, died on the weekend. Marianne Mazzocchi died at the age of 40 from breast cancer.
That
she
is
won
horrible.
The award. She's the only woman to win the award. She won it for complex geometry and dynamic systems, which I think translates to really, really hard stuff.
Really, really hard stuff. Mm. That is heartbreaking.
Yeah,
news.
It is. 40. And it did. A reason why I put it in there, I didn't see it getting much coverage.
No, you're the first person to talk to me about it. I've been upset about George Romero dying. I could have been upset about both. I am now. Thanks very much for that.
Always.
Anthony Dockrell is the Weekend Warrior. This is what we do this time every week so that you don't have to pay attention on Saturday and Sunday to what's happening in the news.